100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories. Whew, man. Haven't had my coffee yet this morning. But then again, I don't drink coffee, so. It's a podcast. 100 word stories, weekly challenge. I post a topic, you come up with stories. I don't bother re-recording these openings when I blow them. Why? Who cares? Anyway, we got a whole bunch of stories this week on the topic of Oregon. Oregon. O-R-G-A-N. But once I know at least one person here who had some fun with it. So these topics are meant to be launching points, not to be cages. I'm here to facilitate, not to gatekeep. And so, yeah, let's see what ideas you get. If the word Oregon inspires you to write about hash browns, go for it, man. Anyway, we've got stories from a bunch of people here. Let me look at the list. I've got a 4K monitor on the left side and the laptop. Sometimes the mouse gets a little stuck in one of the monitors. You would think if you're, you know, sliding from the secondary monitor to the main one, it keeps bumping against the edge instead of, just sliding in. Oh no, it's got to be perfect. God, sometimes people who design user interfaces, they really need to think. I'm sure there's a setting there. I just haven't found it yet. We got stories from Richard, Charlie, Lizzie, Serendipity, Tom, John, Norval Joe. Here are the surprises. Danny Dwyer is back. Welcome back, Danny. And we got a new one, new person here, Paul Camp. Welcome to the madness, Paul. I hope you enjoy it. And of course, Planet Z. And I just want to remind people, it's okay to take a break. Oh my God, I'm so sorry I didn't send a story. No, it's perfectly fine. If you got other things to do, if you're writing a novel, or you're doing that National Novel Writing Month, or you're spray painting things on railroad cars and it's kind of hard because they're moving, it's perfectly fine. Take your time. And if more people come in, cool, welcome to it, give it a try. If it's to your taste, there's always hard drive space. And if it's not, that's okay. Either way, I am cool with it. We're still here. One a day until the day I die.com, and yet, not dead yet. So let's go ahead and hear today's weekly challenges on the topic of Oregon. I said Oregon. Oregon.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. My story this evening is called Even Educated Fleas Does It. Birds got this organ that lets them know exactly where they are in space. You've seen hummingbirds target a space that was once a red feeder and hover there in surprise. Well, modern science has discovered a logic organ in male humans. It seems a matrix of Y chromosomes somewhere north of Mr. Happy and a bit south of the hippocampus is responsible for mid-level discourse processes. Researchers at Mayo Clinic have dubbed this new structure the Y organ. The triggering mechanism is the sound of the female voice. The response is a long string of the word, why, why? And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, hello, Danny Dwyer here. With my entry for Weekly Challenge 629, Oregon. Jezebel was a musician who liked to make instruments out of human organs and body parts. There were the bagpipes made of lungs, piano keys made from bones, piano wire made from hair and muscle, and his favorite, a harmonica made from a larynx. Jezebel would bring his grisly musical instruments to the town square every Saturday, where the crowd favorite was his portable organ made solely out of organs. It would make a disturbing, squishy sounds with every key he hit. What on earth does that sound like, most would ask? I don't know, but it sure does sound expensive. That's my entry for this week. Hope you all enjoyed, and hopefully I'll make this a more regular thing, because I've been absent for a while, but it's good to be back. This is Danny Dwyer, and don't forget to check out my page at dannydwyer.wordpress.com. See you later.
When I went to South Africa to shop for my organ, I brought Bessie with me. I trusted her enough to help me pick out the organ I would have the rest of my life. She was not a stuffy, snooty type. She would pick one out that was simple, not ornate in any way, and she would tend to pick something that was practical and easy to maintain. We arrived at the showroom, and the director took us into the private display salon. There were about a dozen on display. A couple of them had mirrors reflecting several views. Number two, if you have an aging organ, you have several options. One, rebuild the existing organ. Two, replace the organ with a suitable electronic substitute. Three, purchase an entirely new organ, or four, make do with a compromised tool. Trading in an existing organ for an electronic substitute can be much like tossing out an heirloom gold watch bequeathed by your grandfather and replacing it with a Walmart $6 watch. Most organs, even those neglected and in greatest need of repair, have parts of considerable value to someone. The pipes, casework, console shell, and many other components never wear out.
Hi, Lawrence. Thank you for the opportunity. My name is Paul Camp, and this story is called Time for the Game. Daddy, why do they call it the Organ Trail? The game is about to start. I mute the car radio. The Organ Trail? You know, with the covered wagons. Oh, sweetheart, you mean the Oregon Trail. Oregon is a place. No, Daddy. Mrs. Lindholm says it's the Organ Trail. Who am I to contradict her first grade teacher? It's because the Indians would cut out everyone's hearts and livers. You know, their organs. A look in the mirror of horrified silence. We could straighten this out later. I turn up the radio. This is going to be a great game.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 629 with the prompt of organ. Well, this week, Shooting Stars 3 goes live on the 18th. It's actually called Blue Moon, Shooting Stars 3. It's the conclusion to a teenage vampire love story from a boy's perspective. It's on sale as a pre-sale for $1.99. It'll go up to $3.99 after the first 5 days of its launch. While it's on its launch, Shooting Stars, the original book number one, will be free from the 18th through the 23rd. So if you want to get started into that exciting conclusion to the trilogy, check it out on Amazon. Anyway, here's my story. A dozen students, including Bilbert, gathered around Roderick as he put his feet through the holes in the grocery bag and pulled it up. "Watch this!" He put his arms out like Superman, jumped forward, and belly-flopped in the dirt. The kids wouldn't have laughed harder if an organ grinder and a dancing monkey had suddenly appeared. Fuming, Roderick got to his feet, tore off the grocery bag, and threw the shreds of plastic on the ground. He walked to Bilbert and slugged him in the stomach. "I think he ruptured my spleen," Bilbert said, watching Roderick stomp away. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
I'm all in favor of organ donation, but I do think that it's a shame. So many die because the demand for organs so frequently outstrips the supply. So I thought I should do my bit to solve the problem. I've been working on growing human tissues in the lab, with some very encouraging successes to date. I've even managed to create a functioning human kidney. You see, I'm not all bad. I bet you thought this was going to be a story about harvesting organs from unwilling victims, didn't you? That's just a hobby I pursue on the side.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. When we arrived for dinner at the neighbor's, a man was playing a song on an old pipe organ. One of the notes was off-key, but he played on. When the host invited us to go outside, I was happy to escape that torture. The problem started when she explained that they needed meat and that they took some of his organs. I was shocked and was about to ask how he could even play, when I felt a sharp blow to the back of my neck. "Officer, do you think this scar is what I suspect it is?" And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Box Royal Instrument by John DeCleese. The organ is the biggest, most powerful instrument ever built. Pipes from teeny tiny to pipes 28 feet long. In San Francisco, there is an art gallery that is one gigantic organ, the pipes inside the walls. Churches tremble as if in earthquake when the mighty organ sounds its orgasmic chords under fingers and pedals. People who have only heard the organ recorded are like those who have read pornography but never had sex. Properly played, the organ can make you tremble right down to your core. That's the very kind of big-piped, powerful, orgasm-inducing, mind-shattering organ that I want.
Good morning, everyone. It's Richard. Oh, dearie me, I tried so hard to avoid the obvious for this topic, but I failed. This is Mavis. Mavis plays the pipe organ in church every Sunday. She's not particularly good, but the vicar won't let anyone else try their hand. Despite having a few candidates who could play equally well, if not better. There's Albert, who was a music teacher. Henry, who plays keyboard on a Friday night at the Smokehouse Blues Bar. And Jake, who's young, but can play better than most twice his age. We reckoned the vicar just didn't want to hurt her feelings. Until we discovered the vicar's own pipe organ was also getting the Mavis treatment in the vestry before every service. There you go. I couldn't help myself. Until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
People settled Red Creek about 200 years ago. They built houses, a school, a church. More people arrived and they built more. They raised money for a pipe organ for the church. Wells Fargo wagons brought the pipes and machinery out to Red Creek, but the assembly instructions somehow got lost. Instead of waiting for a new copy to arrive, the town blacksmith did his best to put the thing together. At the celebration party, the pipe organ exploded, killing everyone in town. Wells Fargo paid the newspapers to cover it up and call it a meteor strike.
No, it's the red button. Okay. Hi, hello. Hey, what the? Yay! Another weekly challenge done. I'm sure that I should have made this topic Mother's Day. But if you want to write a Mother's Day story, I can put it up on the feed in a separate post. Perfectly fine. In fact, if you get a wild hair and you just write something, I need to host it somewhere. Okay, sure. Why not? It's been a while since somebody's done that, but okay. Let's go for it. You can point people to, there it is. Or you can put it up on Facebook or whatever. It's perfectly fine. As long as you're happy. Now, if you're unhappy, why are you unhappy? What's got you so sad? I mean, spring is over. All the flowers fell off of my jasmine. That makes me sad. It's a little too hot most days to sit out there. When I used to get home and just sit out there for a bit. You know, that lasts about 2-3 weeks. Then it's just like, oh my God, now it's too hot. Although it's perfect out right now, I may go outside for a few minutes and drink some tea. God, my throat could use it. So, thank you all for being a part of this. And I hope you have a great day, a great week. There will be stories during the week. I know, I was late last week. Nobody pointed it out, though. You know, it's like, okay, nobody's like, oh my God, I need my stories. So, like, every time people say, oh my God, those are so great, I love them. And it's like, well, you love them so much. Why aren't you freaking out when they're not up? See, this is why I have a healthy attitude about this. It's not like the end of the world. It's not like I'm dying. No, it's just stories, man. And we have fun with them. And Tinny's in the litter box. Oh, have you been watching the Flickr feed? Yeah, she had an abscess explode like a week and a half ago from the original butt-biting incident. And been cleaning it up, and the hole is a lot smaller. So she now has 1.5 buttholes. One of them is useful, one of them is... Well, both of them are disgusting, but let's not get into it. But she's a lot better now, and... Gotta goop her butt, the little spot again. Not keeping a collar on her, I know. Oh, well, their mouths are filthy and all that. Yeah, you try keeping one of those things on them. So yeah, she had it for a week and a half to let her heal up. And we'll get her in this week to see if everything has been cleaned out and if she needs more antibiotics, just to make sure. Because the last time, yeah, that worked out great. So thank you for listening to me ramble about my cat's butt. There will be more stories this week. Next weekly challenge topic is pizza. You can go to the feed. You know where the site is by now. Come on. And I will see you. Why am I repeating myself? I don't want to end this, do I? Well, too bad. Thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief.